Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Okay, be real nice to him, eh?
Okay.
Okay. This is the hit single section of our album.
Good Day.
Good Day. Geddy Lee is here from Rush. Hi, Geddy. I'm Bob McKenzie. This is my brother, Doug.
How's it going, Geddy?
Oh, it's going pretty good. Good day, eh?
Good day. Good day. Thanks for coming down to do our hit.
Well, it's my pleasure, eh?
Did our lawyer call you?
Yeah. I'm, you know, 10 bucks is 10 bucks.
I hope you don't mind, but there's a photographer that's going to be taking pictures of us together to prove that you were here doing the record.
In case people don't believe us.
Yeah. How come he's not wearing a toque?
Oh, he's not from the Great White North, eh?
Okay, so if you'd like to put on a toque and some headphones, we can do the hit single now.
Sure.
Okay?
That'd be great.
Do you have the lyric sheet?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I memorized them.
Oh, great. Beauty.
How did you do that so fast?
I'm a professional, eh?
Oh. We'll just sit over here, like, while you're singing, eh?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Good luck, eh?
Good luck.
Okay. This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. The extended open version. Here we go. Look, 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 look.
Oh, beauty, go.
Look, 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 look.
Okay.
How do you like them apples, Charge? Bob.
That's impressive.
And
that's one of your best ever.
Bob and Doug McKenzie. This is the full YouTube version of Take Off with the great Geddy Lee. That would be Rick Moranis and Bob Thomas. I believe it's Bob Thomas.
It is not. It is Dave Thomas.
Dave Thomas, not Bob
Thomas.
That's
okay. Yes. Underrated. He's got lots of great bit roles.
And this was sort of a mix of a Chris Farley fanboy type of thing, but also a homage to Canada, given that Rush, our favorite band, one of our favorite bands, you and I, was the pride of Canada.
Yeah, they were. And, you know, the whole bit started with Bob and Doug McKenzie because by Canadian law, you have to have a certain percentage of your show has to be devoted to Canadian culture. And so SCTV, that otherwise wouldn't have done much with Canada, had to do a few minutes of every show with Canadian content.
I did not know that. So yes. SCTV was based in Toronto?
Toronto, yep.
Right.
Yes. And so the way they could meet the Canadian broadcasting system's requirements.
They had to talk some Canadian culture. Hey, how come he's not wearing a toque? Well, he's not from the Great White North. God bless him. All right. So, Charge, here we are, my friend. I love talking to you, and I think one of the reasons you're one of my most popular contributors is that I believe you have one of the most nimble minds of all my guests.
Uh-oh.
No, that's good.
This sounds like a setup.
No, not a setup at all. A nimble mind is somebody who is curious and willing to analyze and searches for things. You don't just bounce along like, okay, whatever. You know, and would you agree with that characterization that you have a nimble mind? You love gaming, and you love to analyze the strategies in gaming. That's why you've become such a titan in the fantasy football universe, because it's gaming, right?
Well, you know, okay, we all want to think that we have a nimble mind. There isn't anybody listening right now that's going, you know, really, if I take
I didn't say
look
you
at
were
myself, I'm kind of a dullard.
No.
Nobody thinks that. Nobody thinks that about themselves.
No.
We all want to believe we are mentally virile, that we are...
Virile, vigorous, and potent, as the great G. Gordon Liddy used to say to introduce his radio show every day.
Oh, I never heard that.
Oh, maybe I could... Yeah, he'd be like, that G. Gordon Liddy show, on the air, your host, G. Gordon, with you today. I am vigorous, virile, and potent today.
So did he, his bit was, he was indicted in the Watergate scandal, right?
But he came
out of it. He came out of it somehow looking okay.
And... he was one of Nixon's fixers. He went to prison for it, came out and had a bit of a career afterwards. He worked at the same radio station as I was at, call letters, but he was in the same building doing a show back in the early 2000s. And he had a producer who was this impossibly large-breasted blonde woman of lower middle age range and, say, looks in the 6 to 7 category. But for a 70-year-old man who was out of prison...
looked pretty good.
I'm trying to remember her name. He did this thing called the Stacked and Packed Calendar. Order your Stacked and Packed Calendar today! And it was a calendar of... similar 6s and 7s brandishing their favorite firearms, stacked and packed. you didn't know this, did you? See, this is an example of Charch's nimble mind. He's curious. He wants to know more. He asks good questions. That's another hallmark of a nimble mind.
I want to know more about the boobs.
Stacked and packed. It comes right up. Okay. Washington City Paper, April of 2021. Stacked and packed. I'm going to send you a link right here. I don't know if you can talk to me and also access your phone or your text, but there is the text to the story. Oh, well, they want money for this? Stop it. Please. Okay. A look back at the heavily armed, scantily clad heroines of G. Gordon Liddy's anti-PC, totally tasteless, stacked and packed calendars.
Jeez.
Like a guerrilla soldier from Victoria's Secret, the women were armed to the teeth but wore little except for revealing black leather jackets and camouflage makeup. Holding a semi-automatic rifle poised for action in defense of freedom and the Second Amendment, her hard stare and cold smile showed she meant business.
Now, how many of these women, there are gun people that know if looking at a picture whether or not this person's ever held a gun before, right? Because, you know, they can tell, are the hands in the right position, whatever. I'm not one of those people, not a gun guy, but I imagine there would be some scrutiny as to whether or not these women really were.
Do they really know how to shoot?
Second Amendment advocates. Yes.
G. Gordon died at 90 years old back in 2021. So you can do the math on that. The lovely Miss Diana, he would always reference, another middle-aged blonde with big boobs and probably a 6 or a 7 on the look scale. who we never really knew. Is this your producer? Is this your side piece? What's going on here? She was a surgical sales specialist from Maryland and also ran a lot of G. Gordon's business and sort of the radio show. But yeah. Yeah, it's a fascinating look back in time, but I digress. So his line was, I am virile, vigorous, and potent.
I love it. I love it.
All right, so with a nimble mind, I'm glad you're on today because...
Thank you.
Some of my contributors are afraid to go places that seem dangerous to them, like talking about the assassination attempt on Donald Trump. And I don't think that you are afraid to go there. Yesterday, news came out that frankly floors me, but then again does not surprise me. That's my GERD, by the way, cropping up. Later today, Church is going to rope me into an investor call with a medical company that's trying to solve GERD. You yes. want to invest. I want to get rid of this GERD. So maybe we can find common ground.
I hope it turns out we can. And this thing is great. Yeah. That, you know, you could be, I don't know, months away from having your GERD solved forever. That'd be
months?
Amazing.
I thought this was still in the early stages. It would take years for medical approval. That I got the funding for this.
Maybe you can get on the fast track to be a, maybe you'll know somebody that's an investor. And you
could
can
I
get
be
on
a
the fast
trial?
Track
could
to
I,
be, yeah, get the GERD trial.
I'll be part of the clinical trial.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So anyway, yes, your nimble mind, I think like mine, definitely churns over, okay, what the fuck happened? And yesterday, we heard something from the director of the Secret Service, who came to the Secret Service via Pepsi, and is being derisively called Agent Cheetos. Kim Cheadle is her name, and in a world in which a sane world would have her fired or resigned in shame today, but instead they're doubling down and insisting they're not going to leave. She was asked in an interview, so why wasn't there anyone on that roof? And the answer was even worse than you can imagine, because I forgot, or we forgot, would have been a better answer than what they gave. The answer was, well, we had people inside that building, but the roof was maybe a bit too slopey. Here's the director of the Secret Service explaining what led to the biggest gaffe in presidential election history.
That roof have been secure, period.
That building in particular has a sloped roof at its highest point. And so, you know, there's a safety factor that would be considered there, that we wouldn't want to put somebody up on a sloped roof. And so, you know, the decision was made to secure the building from inside.
Okay. How dumb do you fucking think we are? Seriously. That's the worst lie I've ever heard. It was too sloped.
It's slopey.
It is the most gently sloped roof. It's probably the minimum amount of sloping required to have rain drain off of the roof. The memes that are coming out are incredible on this. People are finding cows on roofs steeper than that from Switzerland. And they're like, well, maybe the cow can show the Secret Service how to do it. The thought of you're tasked with putting your body in front of a bullet for the president or the possible president, and yet you're afraid of a roof like that, get the fuck out of here. And then the government doublespeak charge of we secured the building from inside. That reminds me of the great line in Princess Bride. I don't think you know the meaning of that word.
The word secured.
Yeah, right. We secured it.
This guy got on the roof from the inside.
Exactly. Just like when Clinton got a blowjob from Monica Lewinsky, he instead said, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Well, that's okay. Whatever the fuck that means. Secured from the inside. Total and complete bullshit. So, in other words, and now we've got more things happening. We've got... they were supposed to brief the U.S. House Select Committee, the Department of Homeland Security, as well as some other agencies to go, okay, here's what we know right now. We're not going public with this because we don't necessarily want there to be a feeding frenzy. But as elected representatives of we the people, you know, America, we're going to tell you what we know right now. They've gone back on that. So now they're not going to have that meeting either.
they're not going to have the meeting, or they're not going to tell us what came from the meeting.
They're not going to, according to what I read yesterday, they're not even going to have the meeting at this time, or they've postponed it. They're pushing back. We know almost nothing about this bubble-headed incel that supposedly outwitted the entire Secret Service. The roof explanation defies all common sense whatsoever. The whole thing stinks to the moon, Church.
It does. Here's the thing. What I think everybody agrees to, no matter how much you love or hate Donald Trump, the epic failure of the Secret Service has to be scrutinized. And by everybody, it's for the best for everybody, right? This is the same Secret Service that's protecting Biden and any other notables. Now, RFK is getting it as well.
It's the same Secret Service in name, but not in reality. Yeah. Well, we're also finding out that the assets assigned to Trump from some sources were not just the B team. They might have been the C or the D team. That the sorority girls that were there fumbling with their guns outside of Trump's car.
That was a bad look.
Horrible look, right?
Jeez, you can't get your gun. You can't hold your gun. You can't get it back in the holster. Come on, you're
tasked with protecting a presidential candidate.
Future president.
I know.
It's unbelievable.
Right. They may not have even been Secret Service. They may have been other contracted assets. So, in other words, security assets from other parts of the government that were said, okay, we're short on manpower, go do this assignment.
Like, we got somebody from, I don't know, NASA. I don't know, where else do they, or somebody at the Department of the Fiduciary. I don't know, where did these people come from?
I forget believe me, the government is chock full of agencies with three-letter and four-letter initials. And it is an absolute, the reason they call Washington the swamp for a reason. There are so many creatures in the swamp, and the way that it works is completely incestual. I know the Church, having grown up in just outside the Beltway, and my dad working for the Department of Agriculture growing up, and me having kids, friends from high school that go on to work for the government, work for campaigns, work in some of these agencies. I've got relatives who have worked in some of these three-letter agencies, okay? It's like, I know this as well as anybody who's from the D.C. area. But here's what absolutely kills me is that the same people who did the shittiest job of protecting the president are now going to investigate it. Do you think they're going to do a good investigation when they did a shitty job in the first place? No, they're either going to do a shitty investigation or an intentionally shitty one to mop up and cover their tracks of the stuff that either they didn't do right or the things they did wrong on purpose.
Now, wait, Abe, are you suggesting the Secret Service is going to do the investigation into the Secret Service?
No, the FBI is going to be on it. I mean, these agencies are going to have their fingers into it, right? So DHS will be in on it. FBI will be in on it. NSA will be in, like, there'll be a lot of these agencies in on it. I don't know the primary investigation, but there really needs to be a outside independent one, which you know they're going to fight because
what's Robert Mueller doing now?
Exactly.
He's got some cycles to give. Why don't we? Why can't we make this an independent? Here's what I can tell you for certain, Zay. No chance the results of this investigation will be made public before the election. They're going to, they'll drag this thing out months and months and months and months. And no matter what the conclusion is, they'll do it some post-election thing. So that, if there were to be any damage, that it doesn't turn into a political asset for one side or the other.
And nobody's going to get fired. In fact,
nobody ever gets fired.
That's right. In fact, somebody put together a list, Kyle Becker. Here's a brief run through of all the recent major events in U.S. history where there has been little or no accountability. Waco raid, Ruby Ridge, 9/11, Russia hoax, Steele dossier, Epstein deaths, Vegas shooting, Whitner entrapment plot, Pulse shooting, Uvalde shooting, J6 security debacle, Ashley Babbitt shooting, J6 pipe bomb plot. By the way, they're still looking for the pipe bomber from January 6th. Can't find him. We don't know what's going on. Afghan war withdrawal, Biden influence peddling, COVID mandates, 2020 election, 2022 midterms, Trump political prosecutions, Biden classified doc scandal, Trump assassination plot. I mean, there's nothing. No one ever gets fired.
In fact, accountability ever.
This is another thing, and we'll pivot to this story. So Jack Black has a band called Tenacious D.
Yes.
With this guy,
Kyle Gass.
Kyle Gass, G-A-S-S. And I don't know if the band's any good. Have you seen him? Are you a fan?
I'm not a fan. Not my kind of music.
Right.
You know, Jack Black, though, is a, you know, he's a legitimately fun performer.
I like Jack Black.
Yep. I do, too. I like him as a performer. I like him a lot. And, you know, like School of Rock was awesome. Right. You know, he's
very funny in Kung Fu Panda as the voice.
Yep. And he made his big breakout was High Fidelity, which was also a very good movie. And then that was sort of his breakout bit. He's the son of somebody very famous.
I'll look that up while you're talking.
Speaking of nepotism. But he's been a very, 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 very ardent, vocal Trump
hater.
Basher.
Yes.
Hater. I mean, it's, you know, even by Hollywood standards, he's on the fringe of the hate train for Trump.
Right. Let's see here. Parents Judith Love Cohen and Neil Siegel, half brother. Parent. You looked that up while I talk. So anyway, this guy Kyle Gass, it's his birthday over the weekend. After the shooting happened, on stage, they wish him happy birthday, and they say, blow out the candles and make a wish. What'd you wish for? And he said, I wish that next time the shooter wouldn't miss. The crowd does really not react much other than maybe little chuckles and murmurs. No big deal. But then, of course, it spreads like wildfire, and people were rightly saying, this is fucking bullshit, unacceptable. So next thing you know, 24 hours later, Jack Black announces, I'm canceling the rest of my tour. And saying that this kind of rhetoric has no place in American society, blah, blah, blah. A lot of high-minded stuff. Reality is, from what I have read, is that it was the venues that were downstream from this incident that suddenly started picking up the phone going, yeah, we're canceling your date. We're canceling your date.
Wow. Oh, really?
Yes, we're canceling your date. And here's why. Here's why. There's something called mass casualty insurance that every venue has to take up. For concerts.
They
share that risk with the artists. You got a ton of people packed into a tight spot. What if some lunatic comes in and goes nuts? Like the Muslim lunatics over in Paris that stormed into a, forget the band's name, but they stormed into this packed nightclub and just shot the hell out of it, killed like 75 people. So mass casualty insurance is a real thing. So when you say something like that, even if you're just joking, the venues downstream say, well, shit, our insurance company saw this.
Yeah.
They know how to put two and two together. All it takes is for one really pissed off Trump fan to come in with an AK-47, and now we've got a huge event. And you just turned up the volume. You just turned up the heat on this 10X. So guess what? We'll insure it now. But here's your new rate. And they ran the numbers. Right. They ran the numbers. They're like, yeah, we're not Madonna. No. We're not going to make money on this tour. Tour is canceled.
Wow. Wow, wow. I did not know that. That's fascinating and very believable. I mean,
yes!
There's so many times there's a dollars and cents answer to why these things go down. And I bet that's it. Now, of course,
don't think suddenly Jack Black, who you correctly said was virulently anti-Trump, woke up and had a conscience about words leading to violence. He didn't. That conversion, trust me, did not happen. He's still pissed off that now he had to cancel his tour, and I guess Kyle Gass's agency has dropped him. But here's the net of this. Right now, a musician, a bad C-level guitarist in Australia has had more consequences more swiftly than anyone in the government or the Secret Service. Or anyone involved in this.
Who's that?
That's Kyle Gass. Kyle Gass.
In Australia. So
Kyle Gass
in
another country in 24 hours. Dipshit guitarist who's a C-level musician at best has suffered more real-life consequences than Kim Cheadle, Alejandro Mayorkas, anyone in the government. Because the government protects itself. Always. And that, my friends, is all we have to say about that.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health. their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Let's pivot, shall we?
Yeah, that's really, really... All fairly stated. And Jack Black tried, you know, in his statement, he basically threw Kyle Gass under the bus.
Of course.
He was like, I was shocked.
He blindsided me. How dare he say that? Because, because he wants to have a career as well. It's all about career and future income protection. And they realize, oh, shit, this is not the time. So you add to that, like, so I saw you saw where Ingrid Andress went into rehab after a horrible anthem.
Yes.
I said to my wife, because she's like, what happened there? And I go, well, maybe she was drunk. But even if she wasn't, her reps said, look, we need to have an answer for this. Because we still had two or three more albums planned for you. And that's a lot of money. And if it's proven that you really can't fucking sing, then we got a problem. To which somebody said, what do you mean? Do you really think she can't sing? And I go, ever heard of Millie Vanilli?
Right.
Andy said that to me yesterday on the podcast. I go, Millie Vanilli, end of story.
And it's way worse now because the voice redubbing and auto-tuning is so much better now that you can really have just a fragment of talent and have the software make you sound great.
Sure.
And so you don't, nobody knows, listeners don't know where the line starts and ends on your own singing ability until it's
you're naked.
Just you and a microphone at the All-Star game trying to belt out a difficult song and getting murdered for your performance. And I first thing I thought was the same thing you just said. Maybe she's an alcoholic, maybe, but I bet the real story is she's just a shitty singer, because that's the probability here, Zabe, isn't it? That she's just awful at her job,
or just average, or just mid. I think some people got mad because I called her mid looking. I said, interesting act. I'm like, okay, she's got decent, catchy songs. I'd never heard of her before. And she's not overly too hot. She's kind of mid. She's like a 6 or 7 on the Hollywood celebrity scale of hotness. Would you agree?
That's fine. I hadn't thought about it, but sure. That sounds about right.
And believe me, and you know this as a guy who loves music and acts and concerts, the visual presentation of the artist matters in some genres big time.
For sure. In some cases, that's most of it.
Right. Why do you think Adele starved herself or got on the Ozempic? You know, she knew that, hey, I can only go so far as the Zoftig full-figured crooner. My voice is great, but look at me. Now she's hot as shit.
Who's the ultimate female example of having the least amount of actual musical talent, but still had the wildly successful career based on looks?
Oh, we're gonna get a lot. We're gonna get
Britney
a lot.
Britney Spears, like Britney Spears. Yeah,
Britney
might
Spears
be in this
probably
conversation,
for
right?
sure. Yes.
I mean, I know people like, oh, brilliant, brilliant arranger, brilliant musician, you know, voice of the ages. No, but Britney Spears has played, you know, countless you know, shows. In fact, have I ever tell you this story? This is we'll just say this came from an unnamed source.
Yeah.
Britney Spears had a multi-year run at Planet Hollywood that only ended about a year or two ago.
I thought it was more than that ago. When we were doing Zay Vegas, we're like, we should go see Britney at Planet Hollywood.
Yeah, and she was there. She played it for, I think, 4-ish years.
Yeah.
Something like that. So here's how her situation worked. She would, I think she did Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Wednesday, Thursday. She's like 4 days a week. Every day, she would get the limo ride from her home in L.A. to private airport. She would take the extremely short flight from L.A. to Vegas, limo to Planet Hollywood, with about an hour to spare. She does her VIP meet and greet for those that want to pay the extra. And by the way, how much extra would you have paid to meet and greet Britney Spears?
Well, extra or just raw dollars?
Extra. Extra on top of your ticket. So you've got your ticket for
$150.
All right. So she she gets the, whatever, 40 fans that paid the extra $100 for the VIP meet and greet, in which, you know, you are not allowed to talk to her, touch her, give her anything, whatever. You know how that, you know.
I want my hundred bucks back.
Exactly. So
by the way, quick. So when Carrie Underwood, absolute smoke show and very talented, right?
Yeah.
When she played Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee, young Josh and I went. He was able to get there early enough for the VIP meet and greet because our station had that kind of access with tickets.
Yeah.
He got to chat her up for a second, put his arm around her, and get the photo. Carrie Underwood.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's great.
Okay, continue.
Good. I love it.
Continue.
So then she goes on stage for a performance in the concert hall. Her mic is literally off anytime music is playing. The only time her mic is hot and live
is between songs.
Yeah. When she's doing her scripted banter.
Yeah.
You know, they've written her a few jokes and stuff that she, you know, likes to say, and so she does her scripted banter, and then the music starts and her mic's dead. And so she needs to dance to the songs.
Right.
She needs to lip sync well enough that those that are delusional enough will believe that that's an actual performance. And then she's got about 45 minutes while they change. Concert ends 45 minutes, hour later, they're starting the next concert. She does that one and then reverses the trip home and goes home that night. And she's home in her bed by midnight, for which she makes $250,000 per day.
Yeah, it's good to be her.
$250,000
right.
for working effectively about 6 p.m. to midnight at 4 days a week. That's a pretty good get right there.
Yeah. Have you ever heard the back channel feed of Britney's microphone that was not live to the audience?
No, I bet it's horrible.
Are you ready for this?
Is it Linda McCartney, Yoko Ono level bad?
Here it is.
But oops, I did it again to your heart. Got lost.
Oh, my God.
Think that I'm sent from above. Even thinking of you keeps me on my...
Oh, Zabe, it's way worse than I ever thought. I was bracing for bad. That's unbelievable.
Yes. Oh. Yes. Oh, but however, knowing all this, thousands and tens of thousands and millions of fans line up and wait for days to pay good money, hundreds of dollars themselves, to go into a packed arena to see what they all know deep down is an absolute fraud.
Now, Taylor Swift sings her own stuff, right? I mean, she's really singing. I've been told,
and I would have to get somebody that knows big-time concerts in the music industry, I've been told there is some mixing and blending and some very artful background vocals and some depth and harmonizing. You know, that there's like a team of probably two or three guys or gals that are on a big mixer with headphones on, listening and watching every second to get it just right.
I bet that's the case. The Mamas and the Papas did the Ed Sullivan Show. And obviously, this is the 1960s. And when they were forced to lip sync, whoever the lead singer of the Mamas and Papas were, in the middle of one of her singing, a singing part of the song, she took a banana out and ate the banana.
No,
during the singing portion, because they were so pissed that they were not allowed to perform live.
That is funny. Speaking of good singers, Meatloaf, you know, he of the Bat Out of Hell fame, he sang the national anthem at the 1994 All-Star Game. Do you think he did well?
I bet he crushed it.
Better than you could imagine.
Stripes and bright stars through the pain.
I mean, that's pitch perfect
right there. That's pretty darn good. Now, do you remember, well, we're talking about some other famous national anthems. Do you remember the Aretha Franklin national anthem from like 5 years ago?
I've got it right here. This was the 1993 World Series Game 1. Or are you talking the Thanksgiving in Detroit one?
That's it, the Thanksgiving in Detroit one.
Wearing a big fur mink coat.
Ooh, the paralyzed. Oh, paralyzed. The paralyzed fly.
By the way, it's a 5-minute and 2-second video. The song goes about 153 over under on average.
Exactly. She did it for 5 minutes.
But it wasn't bad, I don't think. It was just different. Well, you know this because your boy, I'm watching your boy. It was the Vikings playing this game. There's your boy Zimmer. Yes. Zimmer's just staring down. He's like, God damn, when's this fucking song over?
Just said, you know he's bitter right in that moment because he's bitter all the time. At one point, it was great. CBS or NBC, whoever had the show, they put up a graphic midway through like the second quarter that was time of possession, Lions, 4 minutes. Aretha Franklin, 5 minutes, 20 seconds.
All right. So we are at the 50-day mark to the start of football. Ravens, Chiefs kicking off the season Thursday, September 5th, 5-0 on the nose. There are rumblings as we are about to launch off from shore for the NFL season 2024 that are fascinating, including Devontae Adams. Dan Orlovsky in ESPN said he thought that Devontae to the Jets was, quote, a done deal. What are your sources, Charge, saying, and what are your thoughts as a fantasy football guy about that?
I would not have sources that could help me with this in particular, but does it make sense? Yeah, probably too much sense. Some people are like, let's reunite Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams. You know, and paper, that makes sense. But those things almost never actually work out. And Devontae Adams already left Aaron Rodgers once. And obviously, it hasn't worked out for Devontae Adams in terms of wins and losses monetarily.
He didn't leave Rodgers, though, because of Rodgers. He was lowballed by the Packers. The Packers made their choice to pay Rodgers, not Devontae.
Yes. Now, in retrospect, I think maybe they would have chosen otherwise.
Well, yes and no. They got a first rounder and a second rounder back for Devontae in what was essentially a sign and trade. So they calculated he's got actual trade value. All you need is one dumb team. And that dumb team was Mark Davis and the Raiders.
Yeah. It's always the Raiders as the dumb team in some scenario like this.
Right. And then the fact that Devontae's like, oh, I'd love to play with my boy, you know, from Fresno State, Derek Carr. I'm telling you, Brian Gutekunst got a boner in his pants at that point because he knew. Once these players start saying, oh, I'd love to do this, they throw leverage out the window. It's so dumb of them to say this shit, but whatever. So that would be an interesting sizzle right before the season starts.
And that would make the Jets. Now, the Jets already have a better receiver right now for where they are in their career today in Garrett Wilson. Now, I'm not saying Garrett Wilson will have the career of Devontae Adams because Adams is probably going to the Hall of Fame.
But I would not make Wilson better than Devontae right now. I just wouldn't.
Well, that's because we haven't been able to see him with competent quarterbacking for Garrett Wilson because he's labored under awful quarterbacking for now, you know, the 2 years of his career. But the dude is awesome.
Well, Devontae, the last 2 years with the Raiders, also had dog shit quarterbacking.
That is true.
You know what
that
he still had over 2 years? 22 touchdowns.
Yeah, pretty
fucking good. Averaging 1,300 yards a season. Pretty fucking good, if you ask me. Caught 100 and 103 balls, Devontae Adams, with these dog shine quarterbacks.
Yeah.
All right. So that said, there's one thing right there. The other thing is I wanted to know your thoughts on the Hard Knocks offseason on Netflix with the Giants. Have you seen any of it? What is your general thought?
No, sadly, I haven't.
Neither have I, but I've seen the clips. From a conceptual standpoint, is it interesting to you?
Very. If and only if you're going to get the stuff we're seeing in the clips, which is the Giants deciding, you know, walking us through their process on why they're going to let Saquon Barkley go, you know, and what they're going to do about Daniel Jones. You know, that's the stuff I'm here for. I mean, the rest of the offseason, honestly, isn't that interesting. I want to see war room. I want to see the draft. I want to see the free agency stuff. And if you're going to give me real meat on the bone, real nuggets, real information, the real conversations and the real processing that's going on, that I'm here for because I love the offseason machinations. And if I can actually see what's happening inside a war room, inside the front office, okay, now I'm in. That's really interesting to me.
Did I not see a clip of someone's wife with the Carolina Panthers chiming in or being asked, what do you think of this draft pick in a war room clip? Did you see that?
No.
What the hell? Oh, yeah. What? No, people got a little bit up in arms. They're like, yeah, no wonder this team sucks at picking players. Here's a war room clip showing it was either the GM's wife or the owner's daughter, and they were asked, so what do you think of the pick? Not that they were going to necessarily do anything regarding her input, but it was sort of like why are you asking her?
I know. All right. So, okay. The pick was already made, right? I mean, it's just, hey, do you like the pick? That's just being maybe friendly in the war room. That might be all that is. Right?
David Tepper's wife, Nicole, was asked for input while drafting players in April. Panther fans fume as clips emerge.
Yeah. Love it.
Here it is right here. Here it is right there.
For the guy that I like, I said, yeah.
Yeah, the guy that I like, she says. I'll send you the clip right here. Maybe Tepper's just so used to the whole, honey, what do you think of this?
Yes.
Where should we eat dinner tonight? How about this color of drapes?
Because she got mad that she has not been included in key decisions.
All right. Can we start promoting the wonderfulness that is Guillotine Leagues? Go to guillotineleagues.com. Sign up for teams today. Play fantasy in a way that is truly revolutionary.
I wish we could. We're not live yet. There's a lot of machinations but start planning your move for your Guillotine League because it's going to be awesome.
Okay. We'll figure out what we're doing in terms of Whiskey League, a fan league, other leagues. Be in multiple leagues. It's fun. Plus, you'll probably get knocked out in the third week, and then you'll be like, oh, shit.
Then I need another league, yes.
All right. Let's end on your story you want to talk about, which was reports that the car dealership groups that were ransomwared gave up and surrendered $25 million or more to get their data back and to get their systems back.
So here's what I understand about this, and I think it's fascinating. And this ransom stuff is happening all the time. Companies of all sizes are now buying ransom insurance. And what happens is hackers take control of your system. They get your backups. They have, they know how to, they've got all kinds of internal information that you may not want to go public, and they can just disable your systems. In the case of the car.
Hello?
There you are. Okay, good.
Yeah.
In the case of the car, in case of the car industry, many thousands of dealerships across the U.S. use the same software for the whole process of buying the car, the physical buying of the car, the financing, the paperwork for buying it, you know, inventory control, all this stuff. And that software company got hacked and disabled the ability for dealerships to use their software, which meant that for most of the month of July, dealerships had to sign and they had to do this all manually. On paper, Zabe. You know, which, you know, let's roll back the clock to the like 80s or the 70s. And it was estimated to have cost in inefficiencies and lost sales and other things. It was estimated to have cost the car industry $600 million just in July. So here's these hackers that are in, you know, let's just say,
Ukraine,
Estonia, right? And $25 million comes in. You're now the richest person in Estonia. And, you know, and these cases, the companies generally pay it. And by the way, the hackers generally make good on it. When you pay them, they do leave you alone.
Yep.
And they will even tell you, here's how we exploited your system so you can close it. And then they just move on to their next mark. And they got their $25 million.
It's a lot like the mafia. It's just business, Sal. It's just business.
Just business.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's a weird sort of ethical thing. Yeah. It's crazy. And it's going to keep happening until they figure out a way, a trick somehow, to create like duplicate or collapsible systems where if hackers get one, you just shut it down and go, okay, fine, it's done. We burned it to the ground. We've got a simultaneous duplicate system ready to go.
It's not that
simple. I know it's not that simple. I'm just saying, I know. This is Trisha Yearwood on a bus to St. Cloud. I looked up top Minnesota songs just for you. How is your Minnesota summer going on the way out the door here, Charge?
All rain, all the time. Wettest summer in history. And yeah, not great, honestly. Too much rain.
Makes people reevaluate yet again the choice of living.
Of living in Minnesota.
In the land of 10,000 lakes.
I know,
well,
right?
Not on a bus to St. Cloud, maybe on a bus out of St. Cloud. How is St. Cloud as a city?
Yeah. Not great. Small, middle, you know, Midwestern small town. It's actually got some kind of like a meth problem that I'm only, you know, tangentially aware of.
Okay.
Yeah. There's some small town bummer to it. Yeah.
I'll bet you $20 I get an email from somebody who is either living in St. Cloud right now or from there and will give us the full St. Cloud 101 for next week.
Yeah. They got a nice little college hockey team.
They do. Yes. By the way, Trisha Yearwood was a damn dime back in her prime, but that's been a while ago. All right, Charge, as always, appreciate it, my friend. I'll see you on the conference call later this afternoon.
Bye-bye.
I got down on my knees and prayed. And I wept in the arms of Jesus for the choice he made. We were just getting to the good part. Just getting past the mystery.
Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, Guess who your customer service rep is? That's right, me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up.